Welcome to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. This is your host, Art Bennett. On Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls, we talk about the things that affect us in the day-to-day. Today we're going to talk about parenting, actually more specifically parenting styles, the different ways of, parenting our kids to get the goals met that we want, to try to be the kind of parents we want. And to do so, we have brought back on Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls, Dr. Lisa Klawicki. Dr. Klawicki is a clinical psychologist in private practice. She's an assistant professor at the Institute for the Psychological Sciences in Arlington, Virginia, and a frequent speaker on family issues, faith, psychological development, etc. Dr. Klawicki, welcome back to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls.
Thank you. It's great to be here again.
Dr. Lisa Klawicki. All right, we're talking about parenting styles, so maybe kind of, you're going to talk about four common styles, but maybe kind of set this up and what are the variables you think that are important? I mean, when parents are thinking about how to parent their kids, well, maybe one of the first things is the parents can make some choices about how to do it. It's not just an automatic thing. There are some decisions and choices we can make about what to do with our kids.
Sure. We always have choices. We can always choose to do something the same or different than we've done before or than the environment that we've been in. What happens a lot of time is when parents don't think about parenting, they just naturally fall into their old habits. They naturally fall into the kind of environment that they were raised in or the exact opposite of the environment they were raised in. I will not do what my parents did, and so they go to the other extreme. And so what I'm challenging people to do is to think about parenting. What do I want my kids to be like? What are my goals? And then how do I parent them to get that so that it's a more conscious choice as opposed to just an unconscious, well, we'll deal with it when the kids come or we'll deal with it when we get to that situation.
Oh, that's the way I was raised.
That's exactly.
All right, so your first thing is that this is a conscious choice parents can make about how they're going to interact and how they're going to motivate and interact with their kids, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, as you're making this choice, I mean, one of the kind of things is that you mentioned goals. So Parents should have goals for their kids. It's not just kind of random, huh?
Yeah. Goals for their kids, goals for their family, hopefully goals for the couple as well. And there's two factors you want to look at. One of those factors is expectations. What level of expectation do you have for your child? Or for your family as a whole? Do you have low expectations that are easily met? Do you have high expectations that are a little more challenging to be met? Or do you have so extreme expectations that there's no way anyone could ever meet them?
I see.
So looking at the level of expectations that you have for your family is one factor.
Okay, so kind of you want to calibrate, I guess. You don't want it too low, such that there's no growth or stretch. On the other hand, if you get it too far out, it could lead to discouragement.
Right.
So how do you kind of calibrate that?
Right. Okay. Exactly. And how you're going to do that is going to be you're going to have some general expectations for the family. We expect our family to do X, Y, and Z. You know, I expect to be able to sit down at a family dinner. I expect my children to be able to sit still for 30 minutes while we eat. Okay.
It's a goal.
Right. It's a goal. Yeah. Now, depending on the age of your child, you're going to have to be flexible within that too. And each child is a little bit different. Each child has a little bit different needs. And it also takes training. You know, to set those high expectations, you want to teach them how to get there.
Uh-huh.
As opposed to say, here's my expectation for you, and you just do it on your own.
I think it's really important, Lisa. I've heard you talk about this before. It is important for us as parents to set goals.
Yes.
But just barking out a goal and pointing to a goal, that's often not enough. Right?
No. Because we don't learn. How do we know how to do that? You know, if someone just puts you in front of a car and says, here, you learn to drive, and it's a standard shift car, go for it. And no one teaches you. Well, you know, you can eventually figure it out, but there's an awful lot of mistakes in the process and many angry drivers out there with you. And the same thing happens in our families. When a parent says, here's my goal, and they give the goal, and they don't teach a child how to get to that goal, it leads to frustration on the child's end. It also leads to frustration on the parent's end. Well, why can't my child do this? I see the other kids in mass doing that, right?
You know? So if we set a goal or set an expectation for our child, we also should make a commitment to helping them meet the expectation?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Wow.
It's our responsibility as parents to teach them and help them meet their goals.
Okay, so we'll talk about these styles and we'll talk about the level of expectation that each has. Okay.
Yes.
What other variable is there?
The other variable is love and bonding.
Love.
How much of a relationship do you have with your child? Right? And again, that goes from the bottom to I have no relationship, minimal relationship, they're, you know, servants in my home, to a high level of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you want a high level of relationship, but not so extreme that, you know, the child and I are one until they go off to college. You know, there needs to be some ability to individuate, some ability to separate from a parent, but to still love that child for who the child is. And so, again, you're on a continuum from no relationship to healthy relationship to overly enmeshed would be a psychological term for it.
I see. Okay, so we're going to break this down to different parenting styles, and we're going to kind of highlight what are the expectations of each style and kind of what type of relationship does each style foster. Is that accurate?
That's accurate.
All right, here we go.
That's what we're going to do.
What's the first one?
First one I'm going to start off with is what's very common in our society today, and that is called a permissive parenting style, where the expectations are very low and the bonding is very high. I'm my child's best friend. You know, child and I are one. I get all of my needs fulfilled through my child, those kinds of things, where the parent and the child become friends. The child can talk to the parent about anything, but there's no discipline in the family. There's no goals. There's no expectations. Whatever you want, dear. Right. And we see that a lot in families where either parents are not available or are too busy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We have both parents working, or sometimes in single family or single parent homes where one parent feels guilty or feels like they have to make up for the not having another parent or having to work all day long.
Mm-hmm.
So they give the child everything the child wants. Mm. These are people who kind of buy the child's love in a way.
So if you have a lack of time with your kids or lack of opportunities to be with your kids, you're mm-hmm. going to be more tempted to this style?
Yes.
I can't really give you much, but I can be your pal.
Can be your pal. And the little time we have together, I'm not going to discipline you because I don't want you to think of me as the disciplinarian.
I'm
the fun parent. Right?
Right.
And so you end up with a child who's very permissive. There's, the bonding is very high. Their parents tend to be warm and receptive to their child, which is good. The child's mm-hmm. treated as if they're special, which is very good. The problem with this is that there's no boundaries. And so the child becomes child-centered. Everything revolves around the child. You basically are creating little narcissists.
I see. So they don't get enough taste of reality. And they also, the expectations are low. You're really not I'm going to have a good relationship with you, or at least a close relationship, kind of a buddy relationship, and I won't be too demanding of you.
Right.
And so this kind of leads to kind of self-centeredness, but also I guess these kids aren't too motivated to achieve much, huh?
No. I mean, they set the rules. The children set the rules in this kind of household.
Okay. So listening to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls, we have Dr. Lisa Klawicki back on the program. She's talking to us about parenting styles. We just talked about the permissive parenting styles. We'll go into the other three styles right after this.
Back in the
depression, anxiety, addiction, isolation, anguish. These don't have to be part of 21st century life or a part of your life. The Alpha Omega Clinic and Consultation Services offers counseling to individuals and families. The faculty and staff are qualified professionals who integrate their Roman Catholic faith with the best of psychology. Here at the Alpha Omega Clinic, we believe that Christ is never far from family life or from our mental health. How could one so close to us be far away in times of trouble? If you or your family requires counseling, consider the Alpha Omega Clinic and Consultation Services. We have two convenient and private locations in Bethesda, Maryland and Vienna, Virginia. The number is 703-847-9191. That's 703-847-9191. 9191.